Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a lovely bar. It's a great atmosphere, great menu, and they do carvery at the weekends. They have live music at the weekends. It's just worth popping into. And if it's a nice sunny day, and we get them from time to time, you can sit outside on the deck and overlooking the whole of North Dublin Bay, the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And we're very grateful, as always, for all that they do for us at the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? We got this message in a couple of days ago, and we're only getting around to dealing with it today, and it says the following. It says, "You'll probably be afraid to mention this on your show because it goes against your agenda." If we have an agenda, but anyway. "I work in a well-known restaurant, and they recently hired a weirdo who says that she doesn't want to be called she because she's a they, like the Eurovision one. I said, I'm not having that bollocks. I'm not using they to describe her. And we were told that we have to. Can you find out from your audience if they have any right to do it? Because we're all effing fed up with this shit." And that's from a guy who he's able to have a rant and a rave. Did he give his name? No, he didn't even give his name. Oh, did he? What's his name?
Robin.
Robin. Oh, okay. Robin is his name.
By the way, Adrian blocked out one of the words that was... can you turn off the music, please?
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Adrian, we blocked out... We put the message he sent us up on our Facebook page and we took the editorial decision to block out one of the words that he used in his original message, which we have on the phone. So Adrian didn't read out the word, but he said in it... And we blocked out the word because we thought it might be a bit offensive, but this is Opinions Matter. So I work in a well-known restaurant and they recently hired a weirdo.
No, I did say that.
Oh, no, you didn't. I thought you skipped over that.
No, I didn't.
Did you use the word weirdo?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you did. Sorry. Well, we didn't use it on the Facebook page because that shows where he's coming from, that he thinks someone's a weirdo just because they want they pronouns.
What's your view on this?
Well, Aiden, I'll tell you what I'm going to...
Why are you calling me Aiden?
What?
Why are you calling me Aiden?
I'm going to give you my opinion, Aiden.
Why are you calling me Aiden?
To prove a point.
Which is?
That when you don't refer to someone with the name that they want to be referred to, they get annoyed about it. I called you Aiden there and you got annoyed straight away, didn't you?
Yeah.
Now, it was very easy for me to just call you Adrian.
Yeah.
But by calling you Aiden, it annoyed you. So your preferred name...
It's not my preferred name, it's my name.
Yeah, so but your preferred name is Adrian.
Yeah.
Not Ado, not AIDS, not... Well, geez, AIDS would be very unfortunate now to call you. But your preferred name is Adrian. So people respect that and they call you Adrian, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not woke before people start going, ah, woke, woke, woke. Not woke at all. I'm not one of these people that believes you can identify as a refrigerator or believes that there's 150,000 different genders. I'm not one of those people, so don't come at me with that. But... How much of a snowflake is Robin? How much of a snowflake? It's literally going to take nothing out of your day. It's going to take zero effort to refer to someone as they. Now, I'll preface it by saying that it's not the biggest crime in the world to forget someone's pronouns, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was only talking to a couple of mates there last week about Sam Smith, and I was calling him he. Big whoop-de-doo. You're not going to sentence someone to death over that. But if this girl... is non-binary, which she is,
mm-hmm.
Yeah? She's not a weirdo, by the way. You're not a weirdo if you're non-binary. And God, to all the bigots, and we're going to talk to some of them on the show today, I just hope that you're never in a situation where one of your children... Like, what would you do if your child decides one day, I'm actually non-binary? Are you going to disown them? Are you going to tell them they're fucking weirdos? You know, you have to be very careful. And it was actually my wife that said this to me because I was having this conversation with her about a year ago. And she says, I'm going to stop you there, Jeremy. Stop being an arsehole. She says that to me every day, by the way. Mm. And she says, you never know what's down the line with your kids.
No, that's true.
And when your kid turns 18 or 19 and they decide that they want to be gender neutral, gender fluid, whatever bloody gender they want to be, as a parent, it is your job to support them. Would you turn around to your child and say, you fucking weirdo, get out of the house. You have a mental illness. No, you wouldn't. You would support them. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing as a parent that you want for your kids is for them to be happy.
Absolutely.
That's
I agree.
All
but in this case, we're not talking about Robin saying, kids.
No, we're talking
about a colleague and his boss forcing them to use them, they pronouns, and he doesn't want to do it. Now, his question is, have they any right to do this?
No, to refuse to use the pronouns.
No, has his boss any right to tell staff you have to refer to that individual as they, them?
Yes, in the same way that if I started working for a company next week, say for instance I started working for a company next week, and one of the staff decided one of the days, I'm going to nickname him Baldy. Let's call him Baldy from now on. Yeah, I don't like the name Jeremy, Baldy. And they refer to you as Baldy for the whole time. Would you not have a right to say, I want to be called by... You have a right. As a person, you own your identity and you have a right to be referred to as that identity if you want. And get fucking...
Okay, the question is, do you believe... Because I don't believe that an employer has a right to dictate to staff how they refer to a colleague.
Of course they do, if that's what the colleague wants. Apps. Of course they do. So hang on. In my place of work, my other place of work at the moment, if there were people going around calling me Jerry instead of Jeremy,
That's completely different.
No, it's not. And I had a problem with that. I would have every right to go to the... I said, listen, I want to be known as Jeremy. That's my name here. You own... the right to be called by whatever you want.
My question is, has an employer a right to tell a staff how to refer to a colleague as they, them?
Absolutely. You know what it is? The people who are so triggered by this, you're literally, you give out about the world being woke and all that. And I'm talking about all of you, the people who are going to be talking to the show. You give out about the world being, you don't even understand what the fucking word woke means for a start. Because you give out about, oh, the world is woke now, the world is woke. You're woke, you're literally getting triggered by a woman who wants to be known as they instead of she. Big fucking whoop-de-doo. I'm annoyed. I promised I wouldn't get annoyed about this topic, but I am, because it's snowflakeism. You give out about the left being snowflakes, you are worse. These people are worse than the left, because they literally get triggered over a word.
Okay, so you believe that a boss has a right to dictate to staff that they must refer to a colleague as they, them. You believe a boss has that right?
Well, why wouldn't they?
085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let's kick off with Mark.
It's just on the topic coming up today. I think this whole thing has been blown out of proportion way too much. I don't know when it's going to stop, but I hope it does. These people are suffering with gender dysphoria. And unfortunately, it's a mental health issue that has been glossed over and allowed to continue. And unfortunately, a lot of them commit suicide after going and getting their surgeries and all that. And, you know, I personally will not call somebody they or them. No way. I won't do it. And the way I look at it is they're struggling with reality. They need to be given the help that they actually need to try get themselves sorted out. This is, a lot of people are going to disagree with it, but I refuse to acknowledge this they, them thing.
I refuse to acknowledge this they, them thing, he says.
And she made some valid points. Yeah, she did. I don't agree with everything she said in her message.
And you're obviously deliberately referring to Mark as she.
Yeah, that's the point I'm actually making, Mark. I'm referring you to as a woman from now on. And that's my right to do that, according to you. So if you were in your place of work and I completely refer to you as a woman, it would piss you off after a while. So there you go. You, a person, has the right to be referred to whatever way they want. Snowflakes.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's the Opinions Matter Podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Barry, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Barry?
Hi, lads. How's things?
Good, thanks, Barry. What did you want to say on this?
Do you know, I think it's a very, very simple case of live and let live. You know, it doesn't affect me in any way whatsoever to refer to someone as by their preferred pronouns in the same way that Jeremy said about names. You know, I've worked with people, I used to work in a nursing home, I won't give the real names, but I'd say a woman named Jennifer. Her entire life went by Mary, right? And that was absolutely no issue to us. Just because it said Jennifer on her birth cert and Jennifer on her legal documents, we weren't going to refer to her by Jennifer because that's what, you know, her official name was. Mary is what she wanted to be called. Mary is what we called her. And in relation there to your last caller who said about you know, the increased rate in suicide with people with, you know, transgender people and that. Yeah, he's dead right. There is people who are transgender killing themselves. But do you think that treating them completely opposite to how they wish to be treated is going to help that? No way. Absolutely no way.
Okay, like, so you believe that it will heighten mental health issues if people point blank refuse to refer to somebody the way they wish to be referred to?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to say that it's the, you know, it's going to be the sole cause, that the reason they're going to kill them is because you refuse to call them by their preferred pronouns. But you're not helping. You're not helping by saying, oh no, well, you're a she, so I'm calling you a she, or you're a he, so I'm calling you a he. Like, it'd be like, now, if I went into work, like, I worked with a fella named Paul, right? To me, he looked more like a Tom. I'm not going to call him Tom because that's what I think he looks like. Do you know what I mean? It's a very simple case of living. It doesn't affect me in any way whatsoever to use someone's preferred pronouns.
Okay. Absolutely. And yes, I agree. It, you know, it costs nothing to just use a different word. However, the question that I'm really asking is, and the question that this guy Robin is asking, is, does his employer have a right to tell staff how to refer to a colleague?
Yeah, I get you. Like, from a legal point of view, I don't think so. But it comes down to common decency, respect, you know, respecting your colleagues. If I was disrespecting my colleagues, I'd be brought up on it, you know, and this is the exact same thing. It's coming down to pure and utter disrespect. And I think an employer should absolutely be looking after their staff and the welfare of their staff. And if it's something as simple as referring to a person by they, them, I mean, how often do we actually refer to people by their pronouns? We use their name. That's the, you know, if we're referring to someone, it's by name. Very seldom are we actually using pronouns to refer to people. And when we are, it doesn't kill. And no one's going to, you know, bait you if you use the wrong pronouns. That's not what's going to happen.
Well,
they have a right to correct you.
That's exactly what I was about to say. That was exactly what I was about to say. I had an incident recently when referring to Bambi Thug, representing Ireland in the Eurovision Song Contest, and there was an interview with her, and I, on the back of that interview, said, oh, she sounds very confident. Right? Now, it was very inadvertent. Yeah. It wasn't intentional. Yeah. And I was called out over it because I said she ridiculous. Sounded very confident.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Yeah. We make mistakes.
And 100%, absolutely, we're going to, and especially because it's not something that we're all used to doing. It's not something we're exposed to every day. Mistakes will be made. And I think the vast majority of times, if you say refer to someone who goes by they, them as she, they'll, you know, they might say it to you, they might correct you, but they're not going to jump down. It's probably other people that will jump down your throat for it. But, you know, they will absolutely have the right to say, oh, actually, it's they, you know, if you wouldn't mind, you know, and it's as simple as that.
Okay, do you understand why some people can't get their head around the whole concept of describing one single individual as they?
That's a very funny point, yeah, because, you know, we actually kind of inadvertently use they, them as a singular all the time. It can be used as a singular. It's not grammatically incorrect to use it as a singular. Do you know, someone left their keys here. I wonder whose keys they are. I'd like to return them to them. You know, like, it's as simple as that. Or, oh, I brought a family member to the GP. The GP was so good with them. Really, really kind. You know, so it can absolutely be used. Look, it is different. You know, when you're referring to one person, you know, it's definitely a different thing.
Like, okay, so as far as you're concerned, Barry, this is down to basic respect. And if somebody wishes to be referred to as they, them, you should respect that and just get on with it.
100%. Look, okay, I have no skin in the game. I go by he, him. I'm, you know, biologically male, all that kind of job. Mm-hmm. But, like, it makes no difference to me to refer to someone as they, them. Absolutely none.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to go to Jason. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Good afternoon, Aidan.
Jason, this is all about common respect. And if somebody wishes to be referred to as they, them, just get on with it and just do it.
Okay, what about the respect for the person who doesn't want to play along with us?
What do you mean, play along with it? We're only talking about words
here.
Come
on, we all know. Words mean a lot. Words have meaning, do they not? Man, woman. Are they not words? Do they not have meaning?
Yeah, obviously.
I'm a man, my mother's a woman. So where's the respect in somebody that doesn't want to play along with this gender dysphoria? Okay, we all know it's a mental condition.
But why are we... But it hasn't been... The WHO, who are the experts...
No, I'm just asking, where's the respect? Where's the respect for people who do not want to partake?
Why are we calling you Jason and not Dorothy?
because that's the name, because that's the name I was given.
No, that's the name you want us to call you.
That's the name my mother and father chose to give me at birth. Okay, that's the name that's on my birth cert.
Yeah.
So you're saying that all of a sudden, because I want it and I don't like it, I can now go back and change all of that and change it on my record that nobody ever know my name is Jason. No, that's a historical document. I was born on a certain date. My mother and father gave me a certain name. My gender was a gender. No,
but
that's it.
No, but Jason, lots of people go by names that they weren't given at birth. Like maybe their name was William and they call themselves Bill or whatever now. Or
yeah, that's shortening the name.
Hang on, Jason. You can actually change your name by deed poll. I know people.
I know that. But there's still a historical record of who you are. Now they want to go back and actually change birth certs. And as for not getting into trouble for misgendering somebody, they're trying to bring in laws that if you dead name somebody, it's a hate crime. It's a violent crime. It's causing violence against you because of words.
No,
the words do mean something. Why are you getting so hung up on them?
Okay, Jason, then let me ask you.
Hang on, no, Jason, why are you getting hung up? Why are you getting hung up on this woman wanting to be referred to as Dave?
No, I'm not getting hung up. She can be referred to as what she wants. I'm just not going to play along with it.
Okay,
I'm not going to pay any of my bills.
If you were working in this workplace, you would be exactly like Robin. You would not want to. You would not refer to this individual as they or them.
Well, I'd say, where's my right not to?
Barry, let's go back to that. He has a right to not refer to an individual as they, them.
Do you know, I mean, I suppose legally by all, but you know, you probably do have the right not to refer, but why? Why exercise that right? What difference does it make to your life?
Why would I want to call somebody two people? All you're doing, if somebody with anorexia said to you that I look fat and I need to lose more weight, and we all know anorexia is another mental condition, it's all about starving your body, would you tell them, you need to lose more weight? You'd say, no, you need to go and talk to somebody and get help.
That's a complete
Jason, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
yeah. My wife had her maiden name before she got married. Yeah, when she married me,
that's married. She chose to give that up to you. That's a legal document, Jeremy. If you're going to come out with your own analogies, I'm not going to listen.
No, but you have to listen. No, but she's now known with the same surname as me, and everybody refers to her as that. Her bank cards are.
That's her married name.
Oh no, but according to you, you'd be triggered by that.
No, that's her married name. Why would I be triggered by that? Because your wife took your name. Fair play, but she's a proper woman. Okay. She's a real woman taking her husband's name and keeping the family together. Brilliant.
Oh my God.
Here we go.
Come back at that, Jeremy.
It's a conversation for another day.
Well, I know, Jason, the 60s rang. They're looking for their opinions back.
I don't care. Did you ask your wife to take your name, or did she just do it?
She just did it because she wanted. Let me explain. Because she wanted her kids when we would have them to have the same name as both of us, so they weren't double barrel.
She wanted to be a family. She wanted to be a family, a proper family.
But what I'm saying is, nobody ever. No, I'll ask her when I get home. I don't think when she changed her name on Facebook, I don't think one person rang her up and went, I'm not referring to you as Sue Dixon. I don't accept that.
Yeah, because that's her married name. And that's because it's her married name. You aren't triggered because
again,
it's tradition.
Again,
because
Jason,
the mothers were the same and they're the same.
Okay.
It's tradition.
Okay, again, we're getting totally off topic here. I'm going to ask you again, why can't you just bother your arse to show a bit of respect if somebody wants to be referred to as they or them? What is the
problem? Because I am not calling anybody by two people. Like, when you're referring to they or them, you're referring to a collective. Or, as that man said before me, if you went in and you were saying, who owns these keys, I wonder, did they get them? Because you don't know whether that day is a man or a woman. But if you knew they were Susie's keys or John's keys, you're going to say, did John get his keys, did you give them to him? You wouldn't say, did John get his keys, did you give them to them? So it's playing on words. I mean, it's like this new word he made up as well. Cis female and cis male. Can you show me any dictionary where that's in it before 3 or 4 years ago? No, because it's made up. Now, they want us to think that they're two people. They are two people. They gender dysphoria. They're either born a male and they think they're female. That is something wrong. There's something out there going wrong in their brain or somewhere along the way. So you don't play into it with them. You try and help them out. And if they want to live as a woman or live as a man, fair enough, go ahead. But don't ask me, don't expect me to play along with it.
To play along with it. As if it's something made up.
Well, it is. It is sort of, okay? If you're born male, you're male. There might be something wrong inside and you feel different, but that's because there's something wrong with you. If you're born with two legs and one arm, right, everybody knows something went wrong because 99.9% of the population are born with two arms and two legs, yeah? So we know something along the way went wrong. You're born male or female. That's not disputable. There is only two genders. Male and female have to get together to make another bloody human being. So something went wrong somewhere. But instead of going along with it, try and help them out. Now they're pushing this that anybody can do whatever they want and anybody can be whatever they want, whenever they want, and I don't agree with it.
Okay, that's fine. But this particular person that works in this restaurant, by the way, it's a restaurant myself and Adrian only ate in a couple of weeks ago. It's a lovely... But this person... I know I don't know this waiter or waitress from Adam, but she was born a female. That's fair enough. She's born a female. I'm sure she has female.
And she'll die a female.
But this isn't about what body she was born into. It's not about what genitalia she has. It's simply about the fact that she is non-binary, which
I'm non-binary on this today and that. Do you know what most of this is? TikTok. Again, most of this is coming off leaving TikTok and anybody so you can get that likes in the videos.
Again, to go back to what Barry said at the very start, what is the big deal with you just bothering your arse? If somebody wishes to be referred to as they or them, just go along
with
it.
Because I'm not playing into that mental delusion. And what's wrong with you respecting my right not to? See, we're at a stage now where it's only one set of rights have to be respected. And if you do not respect them rights, it doesn't matter about your rights. Your rights over Trump, your rights. And I've often put the analogy. Jeremy, you have a daughter. She's 11, 12 years of age, starting to go through puberty. Man walks into the bathroom that she's using and she comes out crying. What do you say to her? Or do you go in and ask the man who thinks he's a woman, who's clearly a man, if your daughter knows it? Do you not say, would you not show my daughter a bit of respect and leave the bathroom?
How
you tell your daughter just to get used to that.
I'd ask the man, woman,
would he not respect my daughter enough
How is it affecting your life?
Well, if my daughter comes out of the bathroom traumatised, she's at the same male genitalia at 12 or 14 years old, that's going to affect my life because I'm going to have to put her through therapy.
But sorry, this particular...
But that's what's happening, Jeremy.
But this waitress, or waiter, I don't know what you refer to, this waiting person is not...
See, there you go. I don't know what to refer to now. See, there you go. I don't know what to... It's a waiter or a waitress. If it's a man, it's a waiter. If it's a woman, it's a waitress. Why change the language we've always had?
Okay, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, because in a moment I'm going to be playing a message from Emma, who is non-binary, and I've been asked to play it for you, Jason. So stay with me for 1 second. I'll bring that to you in a sec. But before that, this is Darren.
How is that being a snowflake? How about you respect the man's beliefs that he doesn't want to call a man they? How about that? A snowflake. If I'd argue the man that wants to be called they is a fucking snowflake.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it.
That's probably just as well.
Now, I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note from Emma, who is non-binary.
I can understand that people have difficulty understanding what it is to be non-binary, but these people usually will have done little to no research about gender studies and gender identity because they're not willing to, because they refuse to even acknowledge that it's real. So they just get very angry and very hateful and judgmental and spiteful about anyone who identifies as non-binary or as they, them, or gender fluid or anything that they don't see as normal. And I think that's very sad. And I'd love to know if these people who are getting so angry, have they even talked to a non-binary person? Have they gone out of their way to read up about it and what it means and what a non-binary person has to go through? Because it's a gender discovery and it's a journey and it really makes no difference to anyone's life. So if you don't agree with it or don't understand it, that's fine. But to get so angry about it, I'll never understand it. I really wish people would just relax and stop being so angry.
Okay, relax and stop being so angry, Jason. And that's from Emma.
Who's
non-binary and, interestingly, didn't want to come onto the show live. We have spoken to her on this podcast, or them on this podcast before. just listen to me for 1 second. Didn't want to come on the podcast today because she didn't want to have to deal with the hate.
They didn't want to have to deal with the hate. Yeah.
Didn't want to have to deal with the hate.
So you don't even know how to... there you go. You're going she, you're going they. You can see where we're going with this. I have no problem with how these people want to live their lives. I've already said that to you. It doesn't pay my bills. It's not going to put food on my table. I'm just not personally going to go along with it. I have that right. Do I not have that right?
Stay there for 1 second.
But then I could say the same thing. Mrs. Jason... Oh, do I have the right?
Just call me what you want. That's just being childish.
No, but do I not have the right to?
But that's just being childish. No, but now you are going out of your way. You know I'm a man because you look at me. You see that I'm a man. Yeah. So by you doing that, you're just being a disrespectful little prick who deserves a good fucking kicking.
No, but there's a difference between gender and sex.
No, there's not.
Jake, well, there
no,
is.
There's not.
Two different
no,
things.
There's not. No, there's not. No, there's not. No, no. You've just gone down that rabbit hole with him,
well,
Jeremy.
No,
okay.
I'm not
you've just gone down that fucking rabbit hole with him. There's a difference between sex and gender. No, there's fucking not.
So,
okay?
Jason, if
make us believe there is nowadays. Okay, and if I want to believe that, go ahead.
Okay, but Jason, if one of your children turned around at the age of 11 and said, you know, Daddy...
There won't be going on in this house. I've already had to talk with them. I can bring my boys in with me, boy in with you. He's 11 years of age. He's out there now shoveling cement. Okay, and he knows there's only men and women. And he knows that. And I tell you now, before you try and pull me into this rabbit hole, it won't be happening in my house. Under the age of 18, the boy girl in my house named me and Mammy Gates.
Okay.
When they turn 18, they want to go into that world and play with that. Off you go.
How would you feel then? The next woman we're about to talk to has a young baby, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And she has not assigned the gender to that baby yet.
Well, do you know, ask how many TikTok followers she had and Instagram followers she has. So if she goes to the doctor and she says, my child has a pain in the stomach, okay? And the doctor says, is it a boy or a girl? Oh, I don't know, I haven't assigned it. You do know the doctor has to look for different things in males and females, don't you?
Well, let me bring Vanessa in. Vanessa, welcome to Opinions Matter.
How are you?
You're angry over this conversation today. Why?
I'm more frustrated. And again, it's a lack of basic respect. To Jason, you're asking about your beliefs, okay? And your rights.
My beliefs
I'm just
as well.
Say, no. Okay, I'm just going to say this now, okay? Your beliefs and your rights end when they impact mine, okay? That's when they end. So
I ain't playing you a mad game.
Well,
so what would you tell a doctor if you went to a doctor with your child, and I have a load of children, so I know they're all normal children, boys and girls. If you went to your doctor with a child and you asked them what's the gender of your baby, because I need to know how to treat them, what would you say?
They don't ask for the gender, they ask for the sex.
Sorry, if your child has a pain in its belly and it's a girl or a boy, there's two different things could be wrong with it. Because girls and boys, their bellies grow different. Now, I have a load of kids. I'm taking it this is your first child.
It is.
There you go. Case go. I'm not going to discuss children with somebody that's had one and is not even going to tell a doctor if it's a boy or girl, if it has a pain in its belly. If it had a pain in its, I don't know how, its genital area, what would you say to the doctor? Is it a boy or a girl? Because you'd have to know how to treat that. Did she stick something into herself? Or did he put something into himself? So there you go, okay?
Hold on. Chill for a minute and let me speak. You're asking me a question. Let me answer it, okay?
Yep.
For medical purposes, at the moment, my child is male. For societal purposes, they haven't discovered that yet.
And that's where you've lost me, because that is just pure and utter nonsense.
Because you have purposes.
I have a load of kids and they all came to, they're all normal, thank God. They're all normal. You were brought up normal. You were brought up as boys and girls.
Yeah, my child is your child.
Yes, because it had a gender if it was my child, and it'd be brought up normal.
Okay,
it'd be brought up normal. Wouldn't be brought up to be caught, you can do and be whatever you want.
Hang on for 1 second, Jason. Are you implying or inferring that Vanessa is not bringing her child up? Is that what you're saying?
When you're doing this to a child, no. The child hasn't decided yet what gender it wants to be. That's just crap to me, Adrian. I'm sorry, but it is.
My child has all different types of toys, all different types of colours.
So does mine. Do you know some? So does mine. So does mine. I have a playroom there with absolutely everything, and I do not tell any of my children what to play with. I bring my kids into Smith's, and the boys know I have a lot. So when I go in, there's two boys and two girls with me. Guess what? The boys go to the boys' section automatically without me even doing it. Because you want to know why? They see boys' stuff. When they're watching telly, I don't put on the telly, by the way. They put on the telly. My daughters come down, they put on the Disney stuff. When the boys come down, they put on the Star Wars. And because why? Because the boys and girls.
What's the problem?
I have no problem telling the world. I have no problem telling the world that the boys are girls. You want society and your child to decide what gender they are. That's just utter nonsense. I'm sorry.
I want my child to have the full experience of their life without being hampered by what they're supposed to be.
Sorry, as soon as they go to school, it's not what society wants them to be. It's what we are. Okay? And as soon as your child goes to school, I can guarantee you, he'll go with the boys. Or if she was a girl, she'd go. Because that's what we are as people. This only comes in. All this nonsense only came in the last 10 years with TikTok and Instagram and all that. Because when I was in school, there wasn't one person. When my four children were in school and they're over 18, I think I could count two kids that were actually different. But you know, Jeremy and Adrian, since my 13-year-old went into school, all you hear about now is trans this, trans that, gender this, gender that. But yeah, go back 8 years and go back previous. There was no mention of it. It's a mental condition that's been given a lot of airway. Now, I'm going because I'm getting annoyed with you.
Right. When you grew up, were you beaten to a pulp every so often in school?
No, never touched. Thank God, because I was a man. I was a real boy. I'm sorry to hear that. But some people had hard lives.
I know, and this is what I'm saying. It's not socially acceptable anymore to beat your children. Back then, it wasn't socially acceptable.
Nobody just spoke about it.
Yeah, but it wasn't. So it was socially acceptable to slap your child back when I was growing up.
Jason, I just want to go back to what you said a second ago, which was, I'm hanging up now because you are annoying me.
I'm trying to talk and she's talking over me. Okay?
You're doing a good enough job yourself.
To make the point now. What do you want to say to me?
Because I won't be
shouting
today. Over. That's your problem. You're not used to someone actually standing up to you.
Vanessa, let me go back to your child and what you have described as you don't want your child to be burdened by what is expected of them in the gender that they were born. Is that your argument here?
Yeah, that's my argument. That they will experience both genders and they will decide for themselves when the time comes who they want to be. And if it's non-binary, if it's trans, if it's boy, if it's girl, I will respect that because I love my child.
But you are, and I agree with you for most of the part, but I think you are setting the child up for bullying possibly in school because, put it this way, it's not going to kill you to assign the gender. I mean, your child was born because I've met you. Your child was born biologically a boy, isn't that correct?
Yes.
Because I've met your son, and in fact I referred to your child as the son because I didn't know any difference. But did you take offence when I met you and I said he's a lovely little boy?
I didn't take offence.
But he is, for all intents and purposes, Vanessa, he is a boy. I mean, you've seen him as well, Adrian. He is a little boy. That is his gender. That is his sex, that he's a boy.
That's his sex.
What damage is it going to do just to tell people he's a boy at this stage? What's the skin off your nose?
The only damage, right, here's the issue that I see. The world will only change if we change it. And if we make it acceptable for children to grow up as children and not as boy and girl prescriptively, then that's all there's going to be. By exposing children to different ways of life, then they have more of an opportunity to learn. So they don't have bullshit opinions like Jason's, absolutely obsessed with his own ego.
Okay, stay there for a second,
that's
Vanessa.
The difference.
Okay, I want to bring in some more calls on this. Our number is 0858252626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note like Sean just did.
Afternoon, lads. How's it going? Okay, let people live how they want to live. If they want to identify as they, them, who, what, where, when, why, or whatever they want to identify, that's their business, that's up to them. But they need to understand that not everyone is going to accept that and going to go along with it. Jeremy, there, you want to sit there saying, it's not going to do anything to us to go along with it. Well, here's an example, because you like using stupid fucking examples. Right? And as someone else said, this isn't a pronoun, but I don't give a shit, it's not a pronoun. But I'd like to be identified where I identify as the King of Ireland, and I'd like to be called the King or Your Majesty. So, Jeremy, is that how you're going to refer to me from now on, or am I just being fucking ridiculous? You know, yeah, it's a stupid fucking point, but like, if that's what I want to be known by, why can't I be known by that? The same way as if they want to be known as something, you know, we should go along with it.
Well said, Your Majesty. Well said, Your Majesty. See, there's no skin off my nose.
About to refer to him as King Sean.
Yeah, if you want to be called King Sean. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Vanessa, you're still there, are you?
I am, yeah.
Okay, because I've two voice notes I've been asked to play for you. Okay, so one of them... this is from Lorraine.
Hi, guys. I totally agree with Jason on this topic. You're either a boy or a girl. We brought our kids up, as he said, as boys and girls. What she's doing, I think, can damage your child.
Okay, what about that firstly? You could damage your child doing what you're doing.
Studies have shown that you don't damage a child by allowing them to be a child without putting the pressure of gender onto them at an early age.
I can't even remember. I was about to say, can I say your son's name? Can I say that? I can't. What's your son's name again?
My son's name is Oisín.
Now you can't mistake that for a female name. That is definitely a male name. Why did you give Oisín a male name if you weren't considering giving him given them a gender? But you literally assigned gender when you gave they a male name, did you not?
In a sense, yes. It was the only name that respected both traditions, Irish and Scottish.
No, it's a beautiful name, but it's a male name, though. That's the only thing.
In today's society, yes, it's a male name. And it's going to continue to be a male name. But if they come in to me at 14, 15 saying, I identify as this, can I change my name? And I'd be like, yeah.
And do you refer to your child as they, like when you're talking to your partner, if Oisín is in the front room playing with Lego, would you say to your partner, where are they? Where are they? Is that how you say it? Where are they?
Yeah.
Really?
Either where are they or where's Oisín? Yeah. What's the issue? It's just a word.
No, I get you. It's just a word. I can't believe
you literally turned on your heels, by the way.
No, from the
start of this conversation.
No, I'm not.
Well, you are. You're questioning her now.
No, I'm not. What I'm saying is...
Look, these questions have to be asked because a lot of parents don't understand that they're able to do this and it won't affect their child negatively.
Okay, I've been asked to play another voice note for you as well from Trevor.
That's Trevor here. I wonder if Vanessa Dare, the fucking God's gift to mothers, asked her child's permission to bring the child into this fucked up world that we live in now with these non-binary, non-gender, non-fucking conforming to social norms people. I don't know, lads. It's just like seriously fucked up, you know what I mean? I'm not assigning an agenda to my child until they pick. Yeah. Good luck. Your child's going to be bullied like fuck all the way through school. Yeah. All the best. Mubby.
Okay, now one of the points that was made a while ago is why the anger? Yeah. I don't understand the anger.
And I'm not angry with Vanessa.
Can I just say towards Trevor, this is a guy who gets his kicks and who instructs his children to murder community cats in his backyard. So I don't think I'll take parenting advice from someone like that.
Oh,
well said.
Mic drop.
Dylan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dylan?
Not too bad. How are you guys?
Good, thanks, Dylan. What did you want to say on this?
So just touching on to the topic there, it seems like the actual problem is poor management and the communication between the management and the staff. It's nothing to do with gender identity. So I think the issue there is the employers don't have the legal right to force anybody to say, oh, well, you have to identify this member of staff as they, them. But it does come down to common respect.
And that ultimately is what this conversation is about. And this guy, Robin, who contacted us, it doesn't want to show that respect. You heard Jason there. He doesn't believe it. He believes it's some sort of a game and he doesn't want to play along with it. What do you say to those people? Is it that they just are very disrespectful? Is that the problem here?
Well, I'm sorry that their world is coming to an end because someone wants to be called they or them. I'm very sorry their world has ended because of it. But as Dave pointed out, doesn't put food on their table, doesn't pay their bills. Get on with your life. It's a word, okay? Jeremy, if we're in Tesco together and we're both looking for an item on the shelf and the two of us can't find it, and I see a member of staff and I go, Jeremy, there's a member of staff there. Will you go over to them and see if they know where this item is?
Yes,
we use.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, we absolutely do.
We use it in everyday life. And the issue is coming up now. And Jeremy, I just want to point out as well, when you said Vanessa, was it?
Vanessa, yeah.
Yeah, you said Vanessa decided their child's gender at birth by assigning the name. Is it possible that Robin, the original sender of the message, their parents wanted a female?
Good. I mean, my daughter has a, what's the name called that's for both sexes? An ambidextrous name. I don't know. Yeah, my daughter has a name that could be male or female as well. No, but I'm just saying, I was making the point to Vanessa. By the way, I'm on Team Vanessa. If you've heard me for the last half hour, I'm on Team Vanessa. But
you're on Team Vanessa, but you're questioning her as well.
No, but Robin's issue is with an adult. An adult may. And the difference between adults and children is we make decisions. As a parent, you make a decision for your child. Your child can't decide. I mean, I'm sure Vanessa doesn't give her child a menu and say, oh, Sheen, what do you want to pick off this menu for your dinner? No, as a parent, you make decisions as to what your child is going to do, what they're going to wear, are they going to be baptized, christened, where they're going to go to school. A child gets to make no decisions in their life until the age of, until they start being able to answer you back and stuff like that, yeah? But the point is, Vanessa has made that decision for her child that the child will not have a gender. Oisín wouldn't, I would imagine, Oisín doesn't understand the difference between gender and sex. All Oisín wants to do is play with toys at Oisín's age. Do you get me?
Okay, Vanessa, I'm sure you agree with what Dylan was saying, that this is really about respect.
Absolutely. It is about respect. And it's about, again, putting your own ego aside and what you view, your views on the world, instead of imposing them on the world, just respecting that other people have different points of view. And as an adult, if that person wants to be called they, them, it's not going to kill you. If you call them they, them, or just call them by their name. If you're not comfortable using they, them, it's not the end of the world.
All right.
I think it's more of an instruction than a command.
Okay.
But if you have an inclusive policy, then that makes sense.
Okay. Stay with me for a second, if you can, please. I want to just bring in a few more voice notes. They're flying in here to 085-825-2626. This is Neil.
Lads, seriously, there's Paul Morphy, a TD, right? He said he's going to let his child decide when he gets older, wherever it wants to be, male or female. What type of fucking fairy tale world is that? If it has a penis, it's a fucking male. If it has a vagina, it's a female. What type of fucking shite is that coming out of people's fucking mouth? Doesn't make sense. Someone says to me, I want to be called they or them. I say, is that right? Yeah, well, I was read with he and she by my mother and my father and by school and by what's in the dictionary. So you can fuck right off. Cheers, lads.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good evening, gentlemen.
You're annoyed as well. Why?
Oh, sorry. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I identify as a male. Yeah. And Jeremy does as well, don't you, Jeremy?
Yeah, I do. Yep.
Well, we're not sure about Jeremy, are we?
I have to say, Trevor, the message you sent to Vanessa, I thought was very mean. Very mean spirited.
And I don't give a flying fuck, boys, to what she said about me raising my kids and wouldn't take pain advice on me. Because at the end of the day, my kids don't get bullied in school like hers probably will. Children these days, and children in the future, and children in the past, are the most vicious fuckers going when it comes to bullying.
Yep, I agree.
And her child's going to be going around, excuse me, don't address me as him, I'm not he, and he is, or sorry, they, them, whatever the fuck, is going to have a big old tag on that black.
Okay,
I want to just deal with that with Vanessa.
Vanessa, a number of people have said similar things, that you are setting your child up for a difficult life if Oisin continues to identify as they, them. It's going to make his life, their life, very difficult.
I don't agree, because a lot of children are growing up now understanding. They're understanding the difference, and they're respecting other children. They don't care. The only
How old is your child?
He's nearly two. They don't care.
Nearly two. Listen, I have five children, right, ranging from very young to very mid-teens, 20s. You have no idea what kids are like in schools. You haven't got a fucking bold notion. Know what they're like now?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Cause
yes, I do.
Your 2-year-old is in primary school, is he? You have no idea what parents are going through in primary schools. Parents are going to primary schools complaining about bullying, and their teachers are telling them there's nothing we can do. And you have no idea what's coming if you allow that. And lads, can I ask a question? These people go around and say, I'm they, I'm them. It's not pluralization. No, it could be wrong here.
As has been mentioned several times, we regularly use the word they or them to refer to a single thing. We don't necessarily plural.
Yeah, but 99% of the time it's a pluralization, yeah?
It would be a plural word, yes.
I would call that schizophrenic, no?
For God's sake. The point is, Trevor...
Well, sorry, hang on. If you're going around saying I'm a multiple fucking person, then...
The point is, Trevor, whether you realise it or not, and you've been sucked into this as well, whether or not you realise is, for the last 50 minutes on this show, people have been arguing over a word. That's all they've been arguing over. Literally a word.
No, you're telling me I can only address you. Only address you as they, them, him, it, non-binary, fucking cabbage, dog, cat, goldfish. I don't care. If you want to be all those things, like I said, lads, in the text I sent you earlier, don't bother applying for a job in my company because it creates a hostile environment. I'm not having it.
In 20 years' time, you wouldn't hire Vanessa's son?
Not a hope in hell. And I had someone come in and they tried to force in, oh, sorry, where's the multicultural or multi-fucking sexual bathroom? I was like, what? I said, you're a bloke. Okay, that's the men. That's the women's. You don't go in there.
Vanessa, let's deal with that. He would not hire somebody like your child if that person wanted to identify as them, they.
By the way, your child is very lucky not to work for that company, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want working for someone like him. I really wouldn't want someone
who offers a well-paying position and good job, yeah, and a good environment in the workplace because there's no people coming in trying to create hostility. Yeah, okay. Why isn't it, Vanessa? I have no problems in my company. No problems. Because there's no people coming in going, I'm a cabbage and you're going to call me that and that's the end of it.
Can I ask you this, Vanessa? You've several times said that you are not assigning a gender to your child, and you've explained your reasons why. Yeah, but I just wanted to pull you up over something. On at least three occasions while we've been talking, you've referred to your own child as him.
Sometimes, because I slip up too. I'm not perfect.
We slip up, you'll get in our face about it, will you?
No, I won't.
Yeah, well, most would, Vanessa. See, the problem is on this planet, you're born a male, you're born a female, or you're born both, and that's a hermaphrodite. You're not born fucking male and then thinking I'm female, because number one, you ain't ever going to be able to reproduce, so you're always going to be a male, ain't you?
For most companies, they have an inclusion policy, and that is to respect how people identify.
When someone says, he's a great bloke, and then the other person over here and goes on a fucking 90-mile bleeding rant about how they want to be called this or that. No, sorry, people don't have to conform to what your little mind wants.
And that's what I'm saying. Your rights end when mine begins. So if my child wants to be called they, them, their rights is
So hang on. Just so because your fifis get offended, I have no rights left in society. Is that what you're telling me?
Not when it directly impacts someone else. No.
So do you not see the double standards there, Vanessa, do you not?
If I wanted to walk down the main street, O'Connell Street, with a blade and cut people open, well, no, I can't, because we've decided as a society that's not okay, and we've made laws around it. It's the same in a workplace. If the inclusion policy includes how people identify, then yeah, you have to go along with the inclusion policy. That is the law.
So, Vanessa, can I ask you a question? Just because I'm fascinated by this whole thing. When your baby was born in the hospital, I assume you didn't do a gender, what's it called? You know where you get the
gender reveal? No,
your gender reveal scan or anything.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did do the scan.
I didn't do the scan for the gender. I did it because I wanted to see my baby.
Okay, but when they did a scan and it's beautiful, I've been to treat them and they're so exciting. Did you ask during the scan what's the gender of the baby?
No, because we could see it up on the screen.
Okay, so you could. But the hospital assigned a gender to Oisin.
They assigned a sex to my son.
A sex. And when Oisin was born, did the midwife say, you know, when the baby comes out, that's a beautiful baby boy?
No, because I had a C-section. It was an emergency C-section. Ah. But boy was mentioned.
Okay, but what was put on the times. What was put on the, you know, the form that you fill out after the baby's born, after the midwife fills out? What was put down as sex?
Male.
Okay, so
because his sex is male.
His sex is male. Okay, it's a minefield.
The
isn't
gender
it?
Is different.
And again, okay, so let me go back to the original point of this conversation, which was the message that we got from Robin. They've been told in work to refer to a colleague as they, them, and he doesn't want to play along with this. What do you say to people like that? And we've had many calls saying something similar. What do you say to those people?
To be honest, again, I've no skin in the game. I'm not trans. I'm not non-binary. I am she. But to be honest, I'm going to instruct my child to just ignore it, because they're better than that. They're better than being pulled down into a war over words. And I just think a lot of people need to ease up and respect the fact that other people don't believe what you believe. And that's on both sides.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in a few more calls before we wrap this up. Colin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Colin?
Not too bad, guys, and yourselves.
Good, not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Well, I've been listening to the programme, and I did text in earlier on when I saw the topic on Facebook. As a gay man myself, you know, growing up in the late 80s, 90s, so in gay years I'm practically dead. All this wasn't a thing, right? Well, I think a lot of people just seem to be jumping on the bandwagon, you know, to suit their own. I don't know, what's the best way to explain it? You know, anyone who has a problem, they can kind of, you know, departmentalize it now into kind of, you know, well, I'm this and I'm that and that, which you're clearly not. You know, you're confused, and especially at a young age now. I mean, it's getting younger and younger.
Okay, but there was a time, Colin, and you would be aware of this, that people who were gay were described as being confused because people just didn't understand it.
In fact, that's where the word queer comes from, because people used to say about gay people, that fella's awful queer, he is. I mean, as in strange.
Of course. You know, and everyone got a slagging, but I mean, you have to kind of, you know, man up and be a kind of human about it. No one's going to accept you 100%, right? And they still to this day, you know, I get slagged. But sure, it's like water off a duck's back, right? But to put to kind of shove this agenda down people's throats,
again,
that's the main issue of your conversation today.
Again, Colin, I'm going to argue with you that there is a section of society that see people who are gay as having an agenda that's being shoved down people's throats.
Oh, yes, there is. But people jump on a bandwagon. They jump on a popular subject, all right? And it's kind of, you know, it's this wokeism gone mad, to be honest, right? Now, trying to tell a child at 5 years old that, you know, you can identify as anything, I'm sorry, you can't. I mean, I'm sitting in the garden here and there's a cat there licking its arse, right? And, you know, how, you know, people identify as cats these days. I'd love to see a TikTok of them trying to lick their own arse now, to be honest. It's getting out of control, all this kind of wokeism, and you can be whatever you want to be. No, you can't. And I mean,
I'm very interested in the fact that you identified as a gay man and back.
Well, I know. Hold on. You're putting words into my mouth. I never identified as a gay man. I am a gay man.
Okay, you are. Right?
But I don't.
What I was about to say was back in the 70s and the 80s, people like you were looked on as having an agenda, as having a mental illness. Being gay was really looked down on. And you're doing the exact same thing now.
Well, hold on a minute. There's a vast difference, right? I mean, there's a huge difference between, I mean, I wasn't kind of, you know, pushing an agenda, or my parents were pushing an agenda, or society wasn't pushing an agenda, you know, for me to kind of, you know, go one way or the other or whatever. You know, I came to the realization myself, never pushed any agenda. So that's where you're wrong. People wanted rights. That's a different issue, right? But to ask someone, you know, in a work, especially in a workplace, I mean, right, okay, socially, yeah, do it. But your friends do it. In a workplace, I'm sorry, whatever, you know, I missed the start of it, but let's say her name was Ruth or whatever. We'll call her Ruth. Just like you called me Colin.
Okay,
just
so,
like
let, so let me ask
Adrian
you then.
Jeremy,
okay,
you know?
Let me ask you then. Would you, if you were in a situation like this guy, Robin, and you were asked to address a colleague with them, they pronouns, would you do it?
No, I'd call them by their first name.
Would you make a...
Like any logical human being would do.
You would
Colin.
You would make a conscious decision...
Well,
not
no, it wouldn't be a conscious decision. It would be because that's what I would do in my normal walk of life. That's what I would do. I would call you. Is this Adrian or Jeremy? Sorry.
Well, you're talking to Adrian at the moment, yeah?
Adrian. I'd call you Adrian. I wouldn't call you they. I mean, how confusing. I'd call you Adrian. You know, it's a simple and plain fact. I mean, I think people are over-egging the pudding on this one. Yeah, okay, if you want to be called they, them, if you want to identify a cat, well, that's fair enough. No one has a problem with that. But
people do have a problem with that. That's what this conversation
is
about.
They have a problem with it being kind of, you know, forced upon them. You can't force people to take on a decision. It takes time, right? You know, you can't force people. You have to do this. It's the authoritarian part of it that
okay,
is getting on people's rights, I'd say.
Is Vanessa still there? No, she. Are you there, Vanessa?
I am.
Sorry, yeah.
Yes.
Well, what about that? That it is wrong to be forcing people to do this.
If you sign up with a company to work for a company, and they have an inclusion policy that includes gender pronouns. And you read the contract.
And when did this come out? Hold on. I'm sure companies, I mean, they're that woke now, and an inclusion policy. You're going there to work. You're not going to voice your personal opinion. You're going there to do a 9-to-5 job. And oh, really? If you were going for an interview and you were getting really well on in the interview, and then by the time and they come to have any questions, and you finally, you've clinched the job, you think, and then you go on, babble on with, what's your self-inclusion policy and all that. Do you honestly think that there isn't one person in the room who's going to throw his eyes up to heaven and says, oh my God, here we go. Truthfully, answer me yes or no. What do you think of that?
I don't care.
You don't care. Well, you haven't got the job then, you see.
Well, then fine. That's okay. But here's the thing. Would you be okay not getting the job because you're gay?
It comes in with my ability to actually do the job.
No, that's the inclusion policy that you're not
going to face repercussions because of your sexuality. That's part of the inclusion policy. It's the same thing with gender. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, your son or daughter, your son, is it?
Yes. My child.
I didn't get, yeah. And he or they or whatever identify as female or non-binary.
Yeah. Right. They don't have
a gender. And you're encouraging this. And what age is your child, by the way?
Nearly two.
Two? Oh, my God. There you go. The child can barely walk.
With it at the moment. I don't have to worry about it at the moment. But the problem,
the real question is...
No. My question to you, okay, is the same inclusion policy that I'm speaking of will make sure that you don't get repercussions for being gay. And you're okay with that inclusion policy protecting you as a gay person. I'm bisexual.
But you don't. I'm sorry. You don't go into a job and kind of, you know, it's a job. It is not your. It is not your. It is not your sexual preference. It's not your lifestyle. It's your 9 to 5. It's your wages.
Hang on. You do not want to be harassed by your boss because of your sexuality. Yes.
Well, your son is two, so he's hardly getting harassed. He won't be getting a job for another 14 years.
But
you're planting a seed of. You're planting a seed of doubt.
A seed that they're human first. Before anything else, they are human first, and that's what these inclusion policies are supposed to enshrine into the workplace. A person is a person before their gender.
Answer me this. Answer
before
me this. Then,
sexuality. Before their race.
If your son, when arrives at the age of four, and is, you know, in kindergarten, talking and everything like that, and kind of possibly on his way to school, he turns around and says, "I identify as someone else. I identify that I came from Mars or something like that." I mean, what are you going to say to him? Are you going to encourage it, or are you going to kind of nip it in the bud and say, like, "Oh, all this, all this"?
This is always pushed out. They're going to identify as an alien or a cat or a dog. We are in the parameters, and this is what I'm going to teach my son, of being human. We are human. And therefore, there's certain pronouns that they can choose.
Well, then you might as well eat your own words, because we are human, right? And some people, with the graces of respect, are not going to be forced to address someone as they and them, because it's downright ludicrous to them. And to be forced to do that is, they will take an extra stance. Just why don't you just call it by the Christian name and be done with it instead of all this mumbo?
That's my point.
And that is your point. Yes, but let me ask you, Colin. Do you think Vanessa is making a mistake by raising her child non-binary and identifying as them? They.
Well, I can't. I can't. Well, I suppose I have to comment, but I mean, I'm not a parent, so I'm sure Vanessa is doing, you know, the best a mother can do and all that in the situation. Do I agree that maybe it's the right thing for a 2-year-old child? Possibly not. But then I'm not Vanessa. So, but I mean, I'm coming on here not to be kind of, you know, pedantic or not to say this is right and this is wrong. It's just, you know, people's perception of things, you know, okay, when it's kind of shoved down their face.
People's perceptions change. That's okay, the point. With exposure, as you know, people's perspectives change.
Okay, I would summarize your opinion then, Colin, as it doesn't sit well with you. Would that be a reasonable way to describe it?
Yes, yeah, it would be, and nothing against Vanessa or anything like that. You know, it's not in a hateful way, but anything like that.
No,
you know, it just doesn't rest easy.
All right, Vanessa. Before we wrap this up, I've been asked. Nicola has a question that she wants to put to you, so just stay there for a second. Have a listen to this.
Lads, Vanessa's son spirits here to say male. Yeah, why is she bringing that child up with her beliefs? How does she know her child is going to believe in that shit when he's older? No one's to say he's going to be like, "Oh, thanks, ma'am, for not assigning me a gender." This is absolute nonsense. You're born male or female. You're brought up male or female. When she brings O'Shane out, like, when he's 7, 8, is she going to let him go into the... Obviously, she'll bring him into the girls' toilets. But if he wants to go into the men's toilets, she's going to say, oh no, you can't use them because you're not a male. You can't use female ones because you're not a female. Like, what? This is absolute nonsense.
Okay, Vanessa, I want to let you just reply to that.
Yeah, it's different. It's not nonsense, okay? It's different. And people haven't experienced how to raise a child non-binary. So I can understand why they can't get their heads around it. And let me say, I'm going to make 1,001 mistakes and more as a mum. I'm a first-time mum. I'm going to make mistakes. We all make mistakes, okay? Now, when it comes to the toilet situation, if they want to use the men's toilets, they can use the men's toilets if that's what they want to do. I have no issue with that. The point that I'm making is that I'm giving my child an option that a lot of other children haven't been given. Just like I haven't christened him. He's not a Christian. He has no religion whatsoever. I will teach him about the world religions, and then then they can choose whether or not they want to believe in a god or multiple gods or none, like myself and his dad. That's their choice when they get to that age. Vanessa. Okay, now I do use he and they interchangeably at the moment because they're so young. But that's up to them.
All right, Vanessa, great to talk to you as always.
As they always say, Vanessa, go woke or go broke. Isn't that what they say?
Thank you, Vanessa. Let me squeeze in one final...
By the way,
yeah, absolutely,
on.
Absolutely.
You're well able to defend her.
One final voice note from AJ.
I can't come on talk, but that gentleman is completely right, that gay lad. Being gay is completely different than being not assigning a gender yourself. There's two genders, end of story. Gender, sex, same thing, male and female. It's the same thing then, someone coming out and identifying as a turtle or a cat or a bird. It's ridiculous. It has to stop somewhere. Like, people can't identify whatever they want to identify as. If you're gay, you're gay. It's the same thing, liking a man, liking a woman, liking both, doesn't matter. That's a separate thing aside. It's ridiculous the moment people coming out thinking they could be whatever they want or they don't have to assign a gender to themselves. It's absolutely disgusting. The world is a disgrace the way it's gone.
All right, AJ, thanks. Calm down. Sorry. There. Calm down.
Enoch.
Sorry?
Was that Enoch?
No, there was AJ.
Are you sure it wasn't Enoch?
I don't know if Enoch is able to actually send messages at present.
From the prison.
Because of his circumstances. Current
circumstances, yeah.
But no, he's espousing the same sort of opinion that we heard from Enoch.
The point that gay man was making, was it Eric that was on?
Colin.
Or Colin. What Colin needs to remember is up until about 20...
I said that to him.
Years ago, homosexuality still is seen by a lot of people as a mental illness.
Absolutely, yep.
You know, there's people in America that think homosexuals should be given shock therapy to make them straight.
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify. And also, if you can, share this podcast onto your own social media platforms. Thanks very much indeed for listening. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, and we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter podcast. Bye-bye.